My name is Harun Ulla, and I'm honored to be with you here today. I work at the State Department, and I also teach at Georgetown University, and the author of two recent books, one including on Turkey vying for Allah's vote, and the other, The Bargain from the Bazaar, that just came out recently. And I think one of the main things that we see, you know, with this instability is you have the rise in these insurgency groups, whether in Iraq, as we just saw, in Syria, around the Middle East. One of the big things, I think, in my own research and looking at what we can do is that we have to criminalize these insurgency groups. So one of the big things is through media, criminalize, show the hypocrisy of what they're trying to do. And really, at the end of the day, reduce the recruitment. Because you have a lot of young people. I spent about 8 years doing my doctoral work on why young people get recruited into extremism.
Exactly.
And our idea is that we have to criminalize those insurgency groups, provide those young people with alternative pathways. Because one thing that I see happening is that young people are getting recruited now from the thin middle class. It's not poverty driving militancy, but actually it's young people in the middle class, educated at public universities, that are getting recruited. It's an intellectual struggle. It's a battle of ideas. And that these young people have identity grievances. And so one has to address some of those grievances and develop alternative pathways. But these extremist groups have politicized the use of religion, have used it towards their own means, and really have corrupted a lot of the teachings that we know that are for peace and peace building. I think that the role that the United States can play is in faith-based engagement. So working with religious leaders, interfaith leaders, working with young people in terms of providing them alternative pathways. I think that you see a lot of efforts in terms of bringing faith-based leaders from all the different faiths to places like Turkey so that they can see the sort of what Turkey has been able to put in place. Because Turkey really is a model in many ways for sort of that faith-based engagement and really creating a vibrant civil society. That's right. I think the key thing is that you know, the credible influence on the ground are these religious leaders. They need to be courageous to continue. They have to be able to message within their communities. And we need, as I used to work in Pakistan, I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, a lot of these religious leaders feel silenced. They are not empowered to go out there and to talk to people about what they see in the hypocrisy within the people using the faith in a wrong way. And so I think it's really key to empower religious leaders, empower those messengers, because that's the only way to get this message across. You need to have people that have credibility on the ground. I think that Turkey has been on the forefront working with other countries like Israel, working with the U.S. in combating this violent extremism. And Turkey actually has developed models of curriculum, of peace building, of how different faith-based communities can work together. And I think, you know, that's sort of a model to a lot of the Muslim world to look to Turkey to sort of how it can be done in terms of having a vibrant civil society, educational institutions, and really providing a curriculum. I think that's the big thing, peace-building curriculum of how do you disseminate that message, again, through websites, through religious leaders, through educational institutions. That's the only way you're going to develop really a successful alternative pathway for young people that are recruited into these violent extremist groups. Absolutely, and I'm honored to be a part of this effort in a very small way, but I think what we're trying to do is sort of scale this up, get the synergy. You know, my own research in my recent book, Vying for Allah's Vote, was trying to get people to understand what are the incentives behind extremism. Right. If we understand what the incentives are, it's not endemic to regions that we see violence. But if we understand the incentives, we can help shape some of those outcomes in a different way.